105 Kids have been poised. He's number one. Hit Music Station 719, 19 or 7 o'clock, and it's dark.
Man.
Thank you for that.
Where's the sun at?
Remember that whole spring forward thing we did a couple weeks ago?
I like that.
The sun comes up an hour later now.
Well, it doesn't really come up an hour later, Michelle. It's the same time. It's just Earth has changed the time. The sun still is the same place. Nothing's changed.
Why are you messing with my mind? Daylight savings time does it enough on its own without kicking
off. I'm just letting you know. It's the Earth and the sun. It's not rising a little bit later.
But daylight savings time.
The sun didn't just slow down.
The sun didn't just.
The sun didn't just slow down.
Or did
you take a break? Or take a break? No, Michelle actually did it.
You know who would know the answer to this?
No, I actually.
Your girl Ginger Z over there on Good Morning America. That's all the more reason for you to try to talk to her.
7:20 or 7 o'clock. There was a robbery close to our home over here on Broadway at the Dutch Bros at 5:15, which is right when we go on the air. So. I'm thinking, man, did I drive? I was already this way. I was already at the station. Yes, where I come through. So what's the latest on that? What do we know?
So they are still looking for the suspect right now. They're saying that he walked up to the kiosk, demanded cash, acted like he had a weapon in his jacket, but did not display it. They're saying he is a white male, about 6 feet tall, a thin build, wearing a black Carhartt jacket, blue stocking cap, and white bandana on his face.
All right. So, everybody's safe. That's good to know.
Yeah, nobody was hurt. He did get away with an undetermined amount of cash, but nobody was hurt in the incident.
All right, well, big shout out to our Dutch Bros peeps. I'll come over there and hang out if, like, you're nervous there right now.
Kiki's going to come protect you.
I will. I'm just going to come hang out, and I don't know how much protecting I do. I'll take one for the team, though. I'll jump in front. I'm bad about
those
things.
That's protecting you.
But that was right there on Broadway. Now, that was at 5:15 at 7:20. Now... hopefully they got something. I mean, we broke it right away, right when the news went on with it. So hopefully they were able to capture that guy. I'm sure it'll come out a little bit later, but we'll keep you posted on that. Just to let you know, you always have to keep your eyes open and be aware. It doesn't matter what time it is, man. People are doing it in broad daylight now.
A lot of the gas station robberies, those were happening like 8, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, so you just really have to be careful. And sometimes what I do is... it doesn't matter if you're a guy or you're a girl. I mean, I grew up in not the best city, you know, when it comes to crime, you know, like Houston and Houston, major city, crime can happen anywhere at any time. So a lot of times when I get out of the car, no matter where I'm going, I'll have my phone ready on 911, especially if it's late at night, because you never know what's going to happen or who's going to approach you. So I'll have my phone and my finger sitting right there on 911, and I'll make sure that my location is turned on.
That way, they can track you down.
That way, if something were to go wrong, they would be able to find me. It's just some things to really think about, especially when it's dark outside and you're by yourself. Just a couple, just food for thought, I guess you could say. 7:22, 22 after 7 o'clock. But we do have some breaking news. We look for call number 9.
103.5 Kiss FM. This is a Bieber alert.
Yes, Justin Bieber's here.
The new power couple. In L.A., right, Michelle?
They are considering themselves the modern-day Romeo and Juliet now. There's a rumor, God, I hope the rumor is not true, that the Biebs, because the more that people want them to stay apart, the more they want to be together, is ready to propose to Selena Gomez. And I'm hoping it's just a rumor. I'm hoping it's just people in the tabloids talking.
Well,
I think that'd be a horrible life decision on Selena Gomez's part.
What is worse than that? You know, couples make bad decisions. I mean, God knows I've... sat here with Michelle Hart's couples, and she's almost gotten married
three.
Once,
I thought you Michelle's, were going to try to take a
Michelle's,
fall for something.
Michelle's almost gotten married three times.
Once.
So luckily,
I almost got married once.
Luckily, I have been in here. But Michelle would have said, as of this point, would have said yes three total times.
Who was the second one?
I don't know, man. I have to go back and listen. There's a couple guys.
I wouldn't have said yes to those.
We had a conversation. I have to go back and rewind the tape. But I know you're a two. The first one, the guy now, you're like, yep, I'd do it. Even this was the fake guy. But listen, we can get into that a little bit later. Juan Pablo and Nikki from The Bachelor are trying to get preggers. Is this true? Even if you didn't watch The Bachelor, not to know this soccer player of Juan Pablo AKA Rico Suave.
Both of them have talked about having more children together, and they're saying that's the way they're leading right now. Oh, God. You know, Nikki's been wanting to settle down for a while. One of her ex-boyfriends told that to a magazine a couple weeks ago, but now they're actually having a discussion about having a kid together. Obviously, he already has his little five-year-old daughter, but Nikki wants a baby so bad, and Juan Pablo wants more kids, so that's what they're working toward right now.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. Like, why?